This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. More than 20 top Trump administration officials are denying they are the author of an anonymous New York Times opinion piece criticizing President Donald Trump's petty and ineffective leadership style. We get the details from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president calls it gutless. The vice president says it's a disgrace.
They ought to do the honorable thing and they ought to resign.
Telling WFTV in Florida the newspaper itself should be ashamed. Pence's office says he had nothing to do with the opinion piece, and several top administration officials are denying it as well. Amid an intense guessing game here in Washington over who did write it. Even First Lady Melania Trump is weighing in, saying to the writer, "You are not protecting this country. You are sabotaging it with your cowardly actions." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors on Thursday announced charges against a North Korean computer programmer in connection with a series of cyber attacks in recent years, including the 2014 hacking of Sony Pictures Entertainment and a 2016 attack against the Bangladesh Central Bank. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Tracy Wilkerson says the criminal complaint names a North Korean hacker working for the Pyongyang government in the infamous 2014 intrusion into Sony Pictures, as well as the hack of the theater chain AMC and of a British production company.
These were not just attacks against computers. These were attacks against freedom of speech.
The movie hacks were aimed at damaging those responsible for the Seth Rogen comedy The Interview, which featured a fictional Kim Jong-un. Wilkerson says the conspiracy was also behind last year's WannaCry attack, which scrambled software at banks and hospitals worldwide. I'm Warren Levinson.
Jair Bolsonaro, a leading Brazilian presidential candidate whose heated rhetoric has electrified some voters and angered others, was stabbed while campaigning on Thursday. He underwent surgery. This is VOA News. Britain, France, Germany, Canada, and the United States pledged on Thursday to work to disrupt the hostile activities of foreign intelligence networks and called on Russia to disclose its nerve agent program. In a joint statement, the other four countries said they backed Britain's assessment that Russian officers were behind an attack in March on a former Russian spy and his daughter in the English city of Salisbury, using the nerve agent Novichok. Karen Pierce is Britain's ambassador to the UN.
In the face of such behavior, the international community needs to continue to defend the laws, norms, and institutions that safeguard our citizens against chemical weapons and safeguard them against the threat of hostile foreign interference.
Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's UN ambassador. He said, "Now, to be frank, we very much hoped that today we'd hear something convincing that sheds light on this mysterious incident. Unfortunately, our expectations were not met once again. In today's statement, we heard the same repeated lies." Britain had charged two Russians in absentia on Wednesday with attempted murder. India's Supreme Court struck down a 19th-century law criminalizing gay sex, bringing to a close a long drawn-out battle to overturn a controversial law that was a remnant of the country's colonial past. Calling the British-era law irrational, indefensible, and manifestly arbitrary, Chief Justice Deepak Misra said consensual sex between adults in a private space cannot be denied as it is a matter of individual choice. Abhishek Desai is an openly gay man in India.
I'm super, super elated. I'm really happy to hear this judgment, and because it's been a legal battle which has been going on for close to 3 decades. And I'm finally glad that I can say that I'm not a criminal in this country anymore.
There were cheers, tears, and hugs as a wave of joy swept through the LGBT community in the country on hearing that Section 377 had been scrapped. The International Criminal Court ruled Thursday that it does have jurisdiction to investigate the alleged forced mass exodus of Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar to neighboring Bangladesh as a possible crime against humanity. The Hague-based court said the top prosecutor must consider the ruling as she continues with her preliminary examination concerning the crimes allegedly committed against the Rohingya people. About 700,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state into Bangladesh since August of last year to escape a military offensive that has resulted in torched villages and allegations of murder and rape by troops and vigilantes. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.